Blog Talk Radio.
A minute on this show, so sit back and relax. I want to let y'all know that we got the chat room open as well, so if you don't want to speak online, you can get on the chat room and talk all the stuff you want to there, and we'll bring your questions to the forefront. We just want you to know, this is Word Sexy Radio. All right, here we are on Word Sexy Radio, and we're doing it this evening. And we got some special guests coming on. We got Samantha Joyner is going to be here. She's going to be talking with us this evening, as well as Miss Stephanie Barlow, and she's going to be here doing some poetry, and we're going to be talking with them in a few minutes. But I just want to let you put some admin notes out first, and then we're going to get into our guests. But first of all, I just want to let everybody know, if you don't know about the new book that I have out called Amores After Dark, you need to get it. It's hot. It's ready. It's ready for you. If you're looking for something for to take you through the rest of the summer, then you need to pick that up, because that's the book that's out there doing it right now. And if you want a free copy from me or a copy from me that's signed, you can get them from me. Just inbox me. We'll work it out and figure out a way to get it to you. Or you can go on Amazon and get it there, or Barnes & Noble, or wherever books are sold, and just get it in that way. But, of course, my version that you get from me is signed. So think about that. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to open up the lines to the guests, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves. And I'm going to start with 803, which I know is my girl, Miss Joyner. How you doing this evening?
How you doing, Red Snapper? Everything is everything.
As always, it's always great having you on the show. You know we love having you here.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Hey, not a problem. You know you're welcome. This is like family. And Miss Barlow, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Looks like I'm going to be by myself. I don't see none of my other co-hosts yet, but, you know, they always come in later, if not now. We're going to go ahead and get started. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to have each one of you, I'm going to have you kind of introduce yourself. I'm going to start with Ms. Joyner and have her introduce herself and kind of give a little background, and then we'll get you to do the same thing, Ms. Barlow.
All right.
Okay, well, let's go. I'm glad to be on the show with you once again. I'm the author of The Woman Cheater.
Oh, yeah.
The Woman Cheater.
Yeah.
What
we
she won't
talk about
tell
that.
You, I will.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I'm also the author of The Woman Cheater, Making It Do What It Do, Part 2, and then my new book that's just been released, Stepping Out of Hell with High Heels On. So I'm the author of three books. And I'm the author that's known that shoots straight from the hip, and I kind of bring the ladies on the forefront because we don't look at what we do. We talk about what men do all the time, so I figured I kind of be the spokesman to bring our men up and lift our men up and not always reading about how they do us, but we also do things as well.
Because y'all know y'all ain't shit sometimes. Just go ahead and just say it like that.
You're right.
You know how it
sometimes
is.
We are
sometimes
not.
Sometimes women, and they will always use that. That tool that the man is wrong and he's out there getting over, and a lot of times
exactly.
Guys don't be. Yep.
Exactly.
So we're going to be talking about that. Okay, so Ms. Barlow, let's get a little history on you real quick.
Well, I am Stacey Barlow, and I am the author of Cold Hearted, Warm Hearted, and Rejuvenation, Innocent Until Proven Guilty, and my third coming book hopefully is Don't Look Like What I've Been Through, and Cotton, Miss Soft Spoken, she did my cover for me.
Absolutely.
So
she should be coming on because,
yeah.
You know, she's one of the co-hosts, so she'll definitely be here. Sometimes they come in later when they're doing other things, and DVs, he'll probably be coming in later. If not, then I'll just hold it down because I'm used to doing that. Word Sexy has been around for quite some time, and we've left the air for a little bit, but we're back. So, you know, it's the way it is. You know, Samantha's been here before, so Samantha, kind of give us a little bit of what you're talking about when you say woman cheater.
Well, in the previous books, I talked about women cheating and what she won't tell you I will. That's a book that came out 5 years ago. And I talk about a lot of women always complaining about what men don't do and how they do things. But I wanted to put the women on blast a little bit and let the men know that, you know, it's not always them and kind of lift them up. And men have been showing their hand for a long time, and I figured it was time for women to show their hands. So the woman cheater talks about, I share stories of a few women who've cheated and why, and this book is informative. It talks about the different reasons why women cheat and why they do what they do.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, because the myth has always been that usually when a woman, because it's about feelings with women, is it always that they cheat because they're trying to, there's a feeling behind it, emotion behind it that makes them do it? Or is it, are there some like men who just want to get out there and get something different?
Exactly. I think I shared my story the last time I was on the show with you.
Yes, you did.
You know,
and you shared it again.
But see, I'm not one to really talk about the woman cheater. I want to talk about stepping out of hell with high heels on. But
we're going to get you there. We got 2 hours. But let's go ahead.
But see, I'm not going to be able to be with you until about 10 o'clock because I am at work. But
okay.
I'm going to be able to be with you for an hour tonight. I do apologize.
Okay, well,
I'm going to have to come back.
Well,
but
you know you're always welcome. You just got to let me know. Yeah.
I know. You always welcome me. But with the woman cheater, being honest, I shared a quick, and I'll tell a little bit about my story. You know, I was the type of cheater. I cheated because I wanted to, because it felt good, because I had different men I wanted to deal with for different reasons.
Damn. Okay.
And it wasn't about it.
Go ahead.
Wow. And I mean,
you know,
I had a man for my money. I had a man for my, you know, I had a man for every purpose because I needed to roll all those men into one. But then I had to grow up, and I had to realize some things.
So you got tired of just doing it and for those reasons, and you had to grow up. So touch on that a little bit, and then we're going to get into your new book, and then so we can give you time because I know you want to be able to talk about that.
Right. And the thing is about the woman cheat. I talk about the lack of sex in a relationship, lack of intimacy. You got the payback cheater. You got the bad girl cheater. You got the exit strategy cheater. You got all kind of women that cheat. So, and you got so many. And a lot of times, some of them have that baggage where they've been hurt and they want to pay back. Some
right.
of them, they know they about to get rid of you, but they got to have something on the side waiting for them just before they leave you. And then some of them, they doing it because they like sex. They want it from different people, different ways. I got this man who can eat pussy real good. I got this man who can lay it down real good. I got this man who is very intimate and can't do nothing in bed, but he's so intimate till it turns me on. So sometimes a woman take all them men and put it together. And they get all the satisfaction they need from different ones. So I think
that's
a lot of reasons why men cheat.
Yeah, and you're right. From a man's perspective, I would have to say that a lot of reasons men it's not and a lot of times it's not that they're not in love with the person they're with. They just want
right.
to try to combine some things, just like you just said.
Right.
Combine some different things that they have. If they had it all in one woman, they would probably be with that one woman. But
right.
a lot of times you find this in this person, that in that person. She can suck dick good. This one here can take it better. You know, this one fucks in the ass or whatever. You know, it's just different things. And you're
it's
right,
different.
The intimacy piece, they can't fuck, but they got this romance thing. You know, it's a lot of things
right.
there that people look for when they do the cheating. And I'm glad that you're saying that it's not always about feelings with women, because a lot of times they make it seem like the only way a woman's going to cheat is if something happens to her, it's going to be an emotional thing, and that's not true. Okay,
I cheated because I like variety.
Well, I know that's right. Well,
and that's
and
why
I'm glad
I cheated,
that you're honest.
But then – but I made the choice, and you know, this comes to my spiritual side. Even though I talk
right.
a lot of junk, I still got a spiritual side, and I love God,
well,
and God has changed me a lot.
Me too. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well,
we have a lot of room for change. But I decided because I wanted to be that type of woman, I needed to be single.
Right.
Then nobody gets hurt. And I think at that point in life, you have to decide to be single. If you're going to be that way, be single. You don't need to be out here cheating. Do your thing. Go out here, and then you ain't hurting nobody.
Right. It makes sense to me. But a lot of people don't think that way because they want their cake and eat it too. And that's what the reason for all these different things are looking at different people is because of that. But let's talk about this book that you got out now. The what is it called? High Heels, Stepping Out of Hell.
Stepping Out of
high
Hell.
Heels,
high
Stepping
heels.
Out of Hell on High Heels. Let's get into that real quick.
Well, what this book is about, you know, I kept hearing people after the second book of The Woman Cheater came out, Making It Do What It Do, Not My Way, I got into five characters from the other book about how women cheated, but the lives that they lived to cheat. And then I started talking to some people with different talk shows I've gone to and different events I've spoken to. And we keep meeting the same kind of man, or we keep meeting the same kind of woman, and wonder it's a different face but the same kind of person.
Right.
So it talks about, and if you looked at my cover, a man is carrying these two heels, high heels.
Right.
One of the main characters in my book is a male. And a lot of women don't think men go through this. But I talk about Gordon in my book, and Gordon, he's an educated man, a very professional man, but he keep meeting the same kind of no good women, end up with nothing all the time. All they want is his money. All they want is to see what he want to be about. And then I talk about two other females in the book as well that they're going through the same thing. One reform is a reformed stripper, and she keep wondering why she keep meeting the same kind of man and can't find a good man. And Simone, who is a very educated woman who's doing things in life, but she keep ending up with internet dating. And I hit internet dating hard in this book. So
I'm glad.
This is what this book is about.
Interesting. So are you going
stepping
to be
out of hell
doing
meaning
anything?
Stepping out, meeting different people. Meeting different people, but you end up with the same thing.
Right. So are you going to take this out and do any lecturing and speaking engagements as well?
Yep. I as you know, I live in South Carolina.
Right.
Big up to South Carolina and anybody who's listening in tonight. But I am leaving for New York on Thursday. I'll be in New York and Newark, New Jersey on Thursday. And I'll be promoting a book there.
Okay. Well, you know, we're always glad to have you on the show. And anytime you want to come on, you know you're welcome to do so. Just let me know and we'll get you. We got some segments in the future as well if you want to come back with more time. Because, you know, we want to always spend time on that cheating thing because we can get Cotton on here. And, you know, she's hard hell back on that. She, you know how she was when she was on before when you were on here talking about it. And she really wants to stress the fact that it's not always men all the time. And you know, men are dogs
to
a point. But women are too. And we just want to make sure.
And women are feline.
There you go. We just want to make sure everybody understand that it's two ways to this thing. It's not just one way.
Right.
It's not always men doing it. So, but I wish you success on your book and everything. And
thank
I want
you.
To, you know, to take that thing and go forward. Because you do so well. You do so well with it.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I like having you on the show because you shoot. You, like you say, you shoot from the hip. That's why I don't like to send out questions. Anybody who comes on Word Sexy knows I don't send pre-questions out to you so you can be pre-ready. I want you to come with the answer coming from your mind and right there from that point on. So that's why we like to have that. So, you know, so how long will you be able to stick around?
I can be around till 10 o'clock with you.
Okay, that's fine. Well, that's 2 hours. That's fine. The show
I'm on
is
my lunch here. Hour. It's not right.
Okay, well, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to see if Ms. Barlow is here, and she is, and I'm going to give her a chance to speak on her projects that she has going on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, once again,
yes.
I'm
first
glad
of all, before
to
you
be...
before you hold on, before you go any further, I want you to relax because this is Word Sexy Radio. You don't have to worry about anything. Just be you and take it from there. There you go.
I got you. Well, what I'm doing right now is working on a biography, not anywhere near Ms. Jordan's, which I am going to pick up as soon as I get a chance to, because that sounds like an interesting book. That pretty much, I'm going to need some reading on that because that sounds like what I'm going through now. I'm single and I'm trying to build myself a perfect man. And I'm actually using six men. Not actually using, but...
Oh,
we understand.
Did you say you're using six men to build?
Utilizing. No, she said utilizing.
But
she's utilizing. She's utilizing.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Utilizing.
No problem.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Gotta
that's
be
what you got to do.
Correct.
There you go. All right. And it happens. It'd be that way.
Question. Since I'm single... And I have male friends who come around and give me help every once in a while. How can I be perceived not to be a prostitute? Because I'm going through that, and I've had a so-called friend who told a friend that I was a prostitute.
Well, before you answer, Ms. Jordan, let me say something real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think you a prostitute?
Oh, no, sir. I know better.
Do you think
than
that what you're... How do you feel about everything that you do with these men and they're giving you this stuff? Do you feel guilty?
Like what Ms. Jordan says.
She feel obligated.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
It feels good. If you have those
Samantha,
women that do enjoy sex, and yeah, I'm going to be honest, I do. But there comes a time when you want a relationship. And you want to get past all of that. And I do have my spiritual side, and I'm like, I got to get away from that and start over. But waiting is the best. But you want to have that company too. So in struggling with dealing with that friend who said these lies about me, how do you deal with, how can you go about dealing with those sayers that judge you like that? And you know,
well, first of all, this is me. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Because it's me.
I know that's
it's my body and it's me.
Exactly.
My thing is, and this is me, people can't judge you. And first of all, when God made us, he made us all individual and different, and he know what our needs are, and he know what we are. Now, that's something we deal with our spiritual side. But as far as what people say, people have nothing to do with what you do because it's all about me. And when you get that attitude, see, that's what we got to start loving up on ourselves, sister. We got to love up on ourselves and know we love us, because if we don't love ourselves, then we start worrying about what other people got to say. Me, people don't say nothing about me because they don't know what I do, because I keep them out of my business. And that's the first thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's your first objective. But I think what you're dealing with is something I used to deal with a long time ago, and that was the guilt, the obligation. You know, I had this one for this one, and this one to pay bills, and this one to do this, and this one to do that. And I felt obligated, and I had to turn that thing around. And that's part about what I'm talking about in stepping out of hell with high heels on. I had to realize I don't owe any of them anything.
Anything.
But I've learned I don't have to sleep with everybody I go out with. Everybody serves a purpose.
Right.
Just like with me, I may serve a purpose for that individual man. You have men that will want to do things, one, I travel with and I don't even sleep with. I'm his companion to travel with. Another one, he may be my sexual partner. Another one, he's my conversation piece. Another one may be somebody I like to deal with, and we just like to party or hang out together and have a few drinks. And if I choose to sleep with all of them at any given time, then who business is it? But I don't feel obligated to do so because they don't put me into that. We get that understanding. Look, don't think because you're doing this, you're getting some pussy, because it ain't about
that.
Right. So see, what you got to learn is it's only if you want to. And
there
that's
you
where
go.
You got to get to the situation. If you feel like it, do it.
You know what
you
I like about
to,
you, Samantha?
You shouldn't have to feel obligated.
What
yes,
I like
sir.
About you, Samantha, is you got that pimp mentality going on the female side. I love it. That's the shit. Now, DB, what's up, baby? You
that's
here?
What they say.
Yeah, what's
you,
up, man?
You got it. What's up, DB? We got Samantha joining pimping it out here on the show.
Yeah, I'm
giving her some advice. Go ahead. You remember her.
How's it going, baby?
How are you, honey?
I'm good.
Great.
So, we were just discussing her book, which is entitled Stepping Out of Hell on High Heels. And it's off the chain, I know, because I'm going to have to get it. Because I know that the other books that you got, I love them. And I like that you're real with it.
Thank
you just
you.
Bring it out, and you let everybody know from the female side that females can be just as conniving as men, but it always the world always make it look like the men are always wrong. So,
and they want to call us a hoe, though. And this is where women have a problem. What she's saying is people are calling me a hoe because I got different men for different reasons. Well, baby, let me tell you. They talk about – I tell people, you talk about Jesus Christ. Like, I'm considered the outcast of my family, of my world. But everybody has known over the years that in my 47 years, I tell them, I've lost 119 pounds this year. I look good, I feel good, and I'm going to be good. And if I can't be good doing what I need to do, I'm going to be good at it at least. So the thing is, you just can't worry about what people say. You have to do what makes you feel good and comfortable.
There you go. And if you want to suck his dick, you just suck his dick.
And if he want to give you $200 for it, that's good.
Let his ass do it. Shit. It might be worth it. Fuck it.
Hey.
You know what
but
I'm
I don't
saying?
Consider that
it
a whore.
It depends on the situation, whatever's going on.
A whore is a person that asks for money.
Yeah.
Actually, a whore don't
if
even get paid. They just fuck.
If you, or they just go ahead and just do what they do. But a woman,
you know, let me,
which you are, if a man is willing to give you money for anything he does for you, then thank you and keep it moving.
Right.
My thing is
and actually, that's what I do.
Whores don't get paid.
Right.
They fuck
because they want to.
And they beg, though.
And prostitutes get paid, and when you pay them, you're paying them to leave. You're not paying them for the service.
Right.
Wow.
So I said, don't worry about what other people say.
You've got to know the mentality. Let me check out this phone call right quick and see if this person has a question. It's 513 area code. State your name, where you're calling from. If you don't have a question, please don't hang up.
Right.
Who is this?
Romeo DiMatti.
Hey, how you doing, ooh, Romeo? What's going on, brother? Did you have a comment? Because I know you usually do.
Well, I was just listening to the show. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing so far. It's
some good shit. It's off the damn chain, ain't it?
Yes, it is. I don't disagree with anything that they're saying.
There you go, brother. I'm with you. Okay, but I'll come back to you later and see if you want to speak, because I know you may have some words later.
If so, I'll throw my hand up.
Okay, and I want to shout out to Miss Shamora out there. She's in the chat room. You should call in too, sweetheart, and we can talk to you as well. But anyway, let's go forth. Now, back to Miss Barlow. Say hi to DV. DV, say hi to Miss Barlow. She's our second guest who was also asking questions as if she was a listener. But she's getting schooled by Samantha here, so.
Yes.
How you doing, Ms. Barlow?
How are you?
I'm well. Like, I'm a little tired, y'all. A friend of mine, you know, Melody, her birthday is today, so we basically been partying since, you know, 12 o'clock this afternoon.
Wow.
So, understood. I was going to tell her happy birthday.
Yeah, like, forgive me for being late, because, you know, I had lost all track of time. So
I figured that. I know Melody's birthday.
Right. If I sound a little lethargic, my apologies.
That's okay, D. They always thought you was just trying to sound sexy like you always do. That's all. That's all it was. But anyway, back to it. So Ms. Barlow, do you have any more questions that you want to ask Samantha real quick, or did you want to go ahead on into your side of the interview?
I think she answered it very well. Now I can move on and know what I need to do with that friend, because she messed up a friendship. She did, because she lied to both of us.
Well, the friend that you're talking about is a female. She's probably jealous because you're getting more play than her.
Wow.
We got to look at that too.
A lot of females talk about you and they say they're your friend. Don't think they're your friend. Obviously,
right.
She's got a problem with it because you probably getting more play than she is and getting more than she is. And at a lot of times, that's when they're gonna say, "Oh well, it doesn't look good." Because I had those type of friends. Those type of friends are not my friends anymore. I can count how many female friends I have on one hand because. My female friends, I can count on one hand, and a couple of them may be listening now. They'll tell you I'm straight to it. If I see I'm strictly dickly, I don't fuck with no woman. And if I see something that I really want and I want to hit it one time, I do that. If I just want to go to dinner, I'm going to do that. If I want to just take a trip with them and don't sleep with them, I'm going to do it. And ain't nobody going to tell me that it's wrong.
Keep talking, baby. God damn it. That shit is off the chain.
Anybody going to tell me that it's wrong? And I have one baby guy that I kick it with. I've been with him for 5 years, and I think I was with him the last time I was on the show. And we talked about it, that we've been together for 5 years, and he's my best friend. But he do his thing, and I do mine.
Right.
And when we come back and meet in the middle. And the thing is, he's too much like me and I'm too much like him, but we got that understanding. Nobody's holding anybody down. And he said to me the other day, he said, if a man stepped to you, Sam, he better step correct because I know I got to accept you like you are. And when he said that, I understood if I'm going to be with anybody, it'll be him because he's accepting me like I am. He know I like variety. And he knows things he can't do for me. So instead of me marrying you and cheating on you and being married, I've been married twice. Instead of me doing that, I might as well be out here doing me. And when it is what it is. And it doesn't mean that I'm a whore. It doesn't mean that I'm cheating. But see, this is the thing. That's where you need to step out and not be cheating. Just go out here and be you and enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Exactly. 816, who is this?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello. Did you say who is this?
I sure did. I'm waiting on you to introduce yourself.
I'm
really starting to feel like I'm not a part of where it's at
wow.
at all.
But you know, look, don't you understand that when you call in, you got to come on in with the softly spoken and all that?
I am the sexiest woman on your show.
Okay. Well, Samantha Joyner and Miss Barlow, y'all heard what Miss Cotton said, so what y'all got to say about that?
That's the name I don't. That's the name
My mom always said, every hog praises his own pond, so that's all right.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's the name I don't.
I know that's
the
right.
Second best being, I'm taking lessons.
Look, that's when they not on the show, I'm saying. I'm just saying. Let me clean it up.
We understand. Look here.
I think I'm
everybody
the sexiest thing
up.
Out there, too, now. I think I'm the sexiest thing out there, too. It's all right.
Oh, yeah. That's for all of us to be the sexiest.
That's
whatever.
Right.
Hey, you know how it is. Okay. You got to toot your own horn. If nobody else do it, you got to do it.
Right.
Praise
right.
your
but,
own
but,
pond.
But the word that's coming out right now is definitely true, and I wish everybody else would be more open and real like that instead of playing games. You wouldn't have games if people would just come on out and say what it is that they want.
And be real. And men,
right. be real
and women, men will accept you more. I mean, I'm telling you, I haven't dated so much in my life. I'm 47, and I'm kind of starting a new life in the last 3 years. And since I've been on your show the last, I think the last time I was on your show, I was engaged.
Right, you were. What happened to that shit?
I was engaged. We're still together. We're not engaged. We're not engaged,
okay.
but we're still together, and he's my best
okay.
friend. But the reason
okay.
why we're not engaged or together like that, because he realized, he said, Sam, it's no use for you to marry number three times when you like things the way you like it. And I may accept you like you are, but I need you to do you. And I was miserable, and I was unhappy. And so my thing is, I'm happy now. I'm by myself.
And that leads him to do
him,
too.
And when I want
to
be with somebody, huh?
That let him do him,
I didn't
too.
Hear. He does. He does.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He does. He does. And we don't have any problem with it. He took a trip a couple of weeks ago with a female. I do my thing, and he'll call me, and I'll call him. We check in every day to make sure we all right and keep it moving. But he and it's okay. And, you know, I had a lot of people say, well, that's crazy. Why did y'all break up just to be like this? And my thing is, who are you to tell us what's right? It's just, and a lot of people say, well, that's like an open marriage. And no, because we're not married. So
exactly.
therefore,
exactly.
you know, you have to come to a point where you need to be honest with yourself. You got to know who you are, number one. You got to believe in who you are, number two. And you can't worry about what other people think. You got to live and do you.
There you go. And this is Word Sexy Radio. And if you want to call in and talk to our guest, the number is 917-889-8206. Grown Folks Radio, this is what we do all the time right now. Call in. Okay, so. Go ahead. DV's here.
Hey, DV.
He's off, you know, it's Melody's birthday, and he's kind of not feeling too well. I guess he got a little fucked up this evening, so he's been drinking since 12 noon, and he's acting a little off, but he's all right.
not off, just a little quiet. I'm listening.
He's a little quiet listening. But he know, I love when Samantha come on the show. She's been on here before a couple of times. And I love when she comes on because it's always real. She always brings it like it really is. And I just wish that people would be more this way. A lot of this drama wouldn't even be around because you would be understanding shit. But then there'll still be some people mad even though they know that you're doing this and they know how you are and they still get pissed off because they think, okay, I'll accept it for a while, but how long am I going to accept this shit? Because I don't want to sit here with nobody else. I don't
exactly.
want to get all this or whatever.
Exactly.
No, it's going to get like that. So how do you handle that shit?
Well, let me tell you how I handle it. You got to get to stepping. Because, see, my thing is I'm straightforward with any guy that I date. Or any guy that I may spend some time with, I wouldn't even say date. I might just want to spend one time with you and don't want to see you no more. This depends
exactly.
on how you are. Because, see,
right.
now, we ladies put on a lot of front, but men do too. They say, I don't want a relationship. I just want to kick it. As soon as they see you got a good job, a good house, and I'm going to tell you, ladies out there, when a man see you got your shit together,
mm-hmm.
that's when they come bowing down. Don't think they won't. Now, I'm sorry, fellas, I got to say that. But they see you got your own house, your own car, you got a good job, you got a couple of books out, you start looking like a little bit of money to them too.
She's
so, I don't know if Red Snapper seen my pictures. I did a 45 shoot for a lingerie, and I put them on Facebook.
I ain't seen them where they at. I have not seen that. Where is that at?
But,
okay, no.
I had them on there for a quick minute. I had to pull them off. But
yeah, it was on you, wasn't it? I'm sure.
It was decent,
yeah.
But the thing was, I had this guy say, you know, I'm just looking for a friend. I just want to go out once in a while and blase, blase. And I was like, okay, cool. We can kick it or whatever. Went out twice, and he was like, oh, I see you a hoe and you like different men. Hold up.
You
I was like, hold up, nigga. Yeah, hold up, nigga. First of all, I'm classy. First of all, you ain't going to call me no hoe. A hoe is a person who out here sleeping with everybody for free. I cost a little bit of money. So I had to correct him.
Oh, yeah. Let his ass know.
And the reason why I had to correct him, because I never slept with the man. I just went out with him a couple of times. But, again, even with women, they see a man with a house, a car, a good job, and got a couple of things going for themselves. That tune changes quickly. Vice versa, it works both ways. They tune change. They say, oh, they don't want anything. It's just we're going to kick it. We're going to have a good time. But they see some possibilities. They see husband material. They see wife material. Then they like, oh, I want to change my mind. The way you handle that is be up front from the beginning.
But, you know, I'm going to tell you from my experience, I used to always be up front all the time like that. And still, you have to reiterate sometimes, because when you start going into the relationship with these people, different people, you have to go back and put them back in check sometimes to let them know, you know, because they'll start getting into this thing, they feel it start getting involved, and then all of a sudden, like you said, they want to wife you up or husband you up. Then the next thing you know is you have to put them back in place. I found myself doing that lots of times where I had to tell them, okay, wait a minute, I thought this is what we had on the table right here, what we was going to do. You know, now you want to come and do this, you're changing up on me. Wait a minute, hold up, you know. And I'm sure you handle that. Yeah, go ahead.
It goes like that sometimes. You don't know exactly what you want until you got it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can be in a relationship, any type of relationship. You can just be fucking. You can have sex. You can, you know, you can just be like, hey, we just dating. But then you don't really know that you want that person until you've been with that person. I mean, it's a lot easier to say up front what you will and will not stand for. It's a lot different when you find out that this person could be potential. You know, so
I mean,
we all deal with that. You know, we all been with somebody like I'm gonna just break her back and that be it. And then all of a sudden, you know, you find out that there's a little compatibility here. You know, so I mean,
and I agree with that. Sometimes it is that compatibility, and things may change a little bit. But sometimes I think people see opportunity.
Yeah,
and that's what we have to
saying.
Be careful
or,
for.
I won't always say opportunity, but I will say possibility.
Okay,
yeah, the chat room is saying that some booty calls turn into marriages and some marriages turn into disasters. You know, it's what it is. You know, it's whatever happens. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I agree with you both on that one. So, Cotton, I want you to comment. I know you're there, Cotton. She gone? No, she's still there. No, she's not gone. She's still there. She probably stepped away. But anyway, I want to get my man Romeo. I know he always likes to just call and listen, but I want to get him to comment real quick if he doesn't mind. Go ahead, Romeo. Because I know you've been listening, brother.
Yeah, I had to mute myself.
Yeah, you want to comment real quick?
Well, I don't really know if I can comment on it. I mean, I feel that it should never be a double standard, though. Especially like going on the first date or whatnot. I mean, just any time a man have sex with a woman, for a male to come out his mouth and say she a hoe or whatnot, I think that's just real crazy, because especially if you both having sex for the first time, you giving yourself away just like she giving. I mean, my shit is just as precious as a woman. You know,
you
so
go.
I feel like you got to be bringing something to the table, you know, to come in my bed.
Exactly.
So, That's my feeling on it. And
see, I knew he was gonna bring some suave.
I mean, that's
shit
my thoughts. You know, I have women,
right,
you know, asking,
right,
and they take me out all the time. But I know that they perceive, because I do erotic poetry, and I am an intelligent, attractive gentleman, that they feel that, you know, if they do certain things, that that's going to lead their way back to my bedroom. Or because they hear me beat, you know, a certain type of poetry, they feel like, well, that's what I'm about. And I'm like seven times better than my poetry, so just because you hear me spit don't mean that I'm going to let you in my room like that. So you got to be cautious out there when you're dealing with people in general.
There you go. Okay, Miss Barlow, you've been quiet long enough now. It's time for you to speak. We were supposed to be interviewing you, and you turned this into what it is, what we got right now. So what you got to say about that? Is this helping you?
It's helping me a lot because I could just – what it is, what everybody has been saying. And I think it was Soft that even said it. She's as sexy as she wants to be. If you don't know that you are, you better believe that you are for yourself.
Right.
And I realized the other night, women have a lot of power. And I'm thinking to myself, I must have a lot of power because I got those that's knocking on my door and not necessarily wanting to sleep. They just want to chill because this is a quiet place. I don't take for no mess. And I'm nice to them. But it's just,
a little more than that. Don't think they just want to chill.
No, I'm serious. I got some of them that just want to chill, and then I don't see them for 3 weeks at a time. I'm at this point where, okay, I'm going to tell you a story. A man is wanting me to have his baby.
That's serious.
He has 7 kids.
Don't do that.
He's married.
So he's a breeder. Is essentially what he's saying.
Yeah, he's a breeder.
That's where you got to use common sense right here.
Oh,
right.
No.
Yes.
He's good people, but no.
He always going to be good. How do you think he got 7 kids?
I mean, you know, as far as chilling and having a conversation, yeah. But then when the men that I talk to, you ain't got no kids? How about going half on a baby?
And I think that's something being said. I think that's if a lot of people say that just to see where your head
is.
What
the hell is that?
Right.
Oh,
what the hell is that? Going half on a baby.
This is
word manipulation.
Just because I don't have any kids don't mean I want to have a baby with you.
Well, a lot of times people say things, and this women and men, both sides, will say things just to see where your mindset is. So that comes where you have to step in and understand that a lot of people use words just to use them, just to say them, just to see how you're going to react.
Talk, yeah.
Yeah, I just look at them funny.
I mean,
I would say that goes back to something I write about the woman cheater. I don't want nobody husband.
Mm-mm.
It's enough, and I hear women say, well, it ain't enough single men I hear. It's a plenty of single dick
out
here. You don't want to look either. Because now the Bible say, a man that findeth, I ain't looking nowhere. They gonna find
out.
Wow.
It's how you
set yourself up.
Yeah.
I can walk out here any given day and I don't, now not saying ladies, I've gone and seen a guy that was attractive and asked him out for a drink, but I'm not going looking for anything because they're out here and they're gonna find you.
And that's where that's where your confidence comes in. You gotta have that confidence. If you don't have that, then you're gonna find yourself being thirsty, and you don't want to be thirsty.
And you're gonna look thirsty.
Yeah, you don't want to have that. You got to be confident in you. And apparently, you got some confidence for all these dudes. You say you got 6 motherfuckers. I mean, you got 6 dudes.
They They drip.
And they at your door and one of them want to have a baby with you? Something's up.
Yeah. Wow.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So, you, so I'm just
hopefully
saying
you didn't find them. They found you.
They found
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't let them, don't go looking, because I've always been a believer. What you look for, you end up with the opposite shit on the inside of the road. So never go looking for anything.
Oh.
Even if you got, and sometimes it takes even women and men, and I write about that too in Stepping Out of Hell with High Heels On. Sometimes you got to spend time for yourself, with yourself, by yourself. If you can't make yourself feel good by yourself, ain't nobody else going to be able to do it for you. And I had to take a recess. I took a recess. I took some time out by myself for a whole year. I didn't want to date.
Yeah, you gotta,
didn't that I couldn't. I didn't want to be bothered. I focused on writing, and I focused on living, and I focused on the new me. And when I got there, I was like, damn, I feel good. Damn, I look good. Damn, I'm ready for the world. See, sometimes you got to come back and step back and say, look, it's time to regroup, because you got to get your head right.
The
and
chat room is off the chain.
You gotta
the chat
go to
room
come
is
back.
Off the chain. Yeah.
You got to come back.
I'm looking at the chat room. I'm looking at this chat room. They talking shit. I like it. Go ahead. Keep it going. And anybody out there that's listening, if you want to call in, the number is 917-889-8206. This is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio. I see the chat room talking about it being thrown at them all the time, and there's nothing to be feeling top-notch about, and all this good shit. There you go. It's there. All right. So, I'm just glad that you came on. I'm glad you asked to come back, Samantha, because, you know, like I said, every time when you come on the show, we always get a great conversation going with you, especially with the subject matter that you always bring up, because to me, you're the female Goldie to me. You know, I mean, you just, you know what you're doing, you know how to do it, and you know what you want, and you work for it. That's it. And it's,
and
it's like how you, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, and a lot of women don't get a chance to hear this. Because, like I said, most of the time when we hear stuff, it's always the man is the cheater, you know. And even in our movies now, I'm starting to see that men in the books, you know, like in the movies, they always show them the man is scared of the woman because she's so strong, he's weak, he's, you know, he's like, I got to make sure she's all right, and, you know, I ain't cheating and all this and that, and she think I am, and, you know, all this stuff, and he's kissing her ass, which is nothing wrong. You're supposed to make it about your woman, but damn, you know, I just hate the way they portray black men sometimes in these movies with these women. You know, it's just like,
and
she's
that's
so
why
hard.
I wanted
you
to come out with
you can't
books.
Do shit. Exactly, you
right.
can't. You can't talk to her because she's so. You can't. You know, I mean, it just. Oh, she's always hollering all the time. That's not the case.
And right, and that's why I wanted to write the book. Yeah, because I don't think it's right. And hopefully, if things work out, God is good. The play will be out. Because I want to portray the black man as a positive. I want to portray not just black men, but men, period, as a positive.
There you
because
go.
A lot of times
right.
men are looked down upon that they're dogs or they're no good or there's no good men out here. And I hear people say that a lot, but I'm like, damn, are you a good woman? See, and that's what women got to understand and check themselves. If you say there ain't no good man in here out here, then look in the mirror and see if you're good enough for one, and then you'll see why you haven't found one.
Exactly. And then why do you keep attracting the same type of man or woman?
Well,
you need to look at yourself and see why you're attracting that type. You see what I mean?
And
that's
what I talk about in this book. You keep getting the same kind of trash. Why you keep getting the same kind of trash? Men and women, they end up with the same kind of trash and want to dance. She's a different face, but the same kind. I just dealt with this from the previous relationship. And that's what I mentioned earlier. Sometimes you got to step back and take a look in the mirror at yourself and spend that time with yourself and say, okay, what's going on with me to keep dealing with that bullshit I'm dealing with over and over again?
Right. Right. Is Cotton here?
I'm here.
Okay. I want you to comment, Cotton, because I know this is one of those subjects that you always talk about, and I want to make sure that you – get some interaction.
No, I love this. I love this. I said, she must have read my book. because I said, that's one of the things that I mentioned about writing 10 Reasons Why Black Men Stop Dating Black Women is women ain't taking a look at them their own selves to say, what is it that I'm doing? Instead of you complaining and worrying about who he's dating, focus on why he's not dating you. Like, what is wrong with you as a woman as a black woman as that, and a woman who's raising black children to have that kind of mentality, that kind of behavior, and whatever you're putting out there, that's what you're going to get. If you're putting out a certain aura, if you're putting out a certain type of personality as far as you have bad attitude, you're going to end up with the wrong kind of man.
That's right.
Every time.
And I looked at that, too, when I talk about the internet dating. You know, a lot. Internet dating is big right now, and I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't see anything wrong with internet dating. But I had a female say, well, I keep meeting them same kind of men. And I know a lot of women who meet these overseas men and marry them. They go over there and marry them and leave them over there and come back over here. And if that's what you choose to do, hey, that's your thing. But you wonder why it's not working out or why you're having problems. And internet, just wanted to say this because I got to leave in about 5 minutes for a meeting at 10 o'clock.
Right.
But
right.
Just wanted to say this. Internet dating is no different than dating outside of the internet. It's still a weaning process. There's nothing wrong with internet dating. It's just like dating outside of the internet, but you have to wean people out just like you have to wean people out in out here in society, period. Mm-hmm. So
right.
I just say keep your eyes open, keep your mind clear when dating anybody.
Before you go, tell people how they can get your book in. If they want to get you to come in and do a book signing or something, how can they contact you?
You can reach me at, first of all, hit me up on Facebook, author Samantha Joyner, or you can email me at thewomancheater@gmail.com. And all my books are on all book sites, Amazon. You can download them, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. You can iPad it. You can, and if you have a, depends on what kind of phone you have or tablet you have, you can go to all download sites and get Stepping Out of Hell with High Heels On, The Woman Cheater Making It Do What It Do, and The Woman Cheater What She Won't Tell You. I will just type in Samantha Joyner, and it'll come up for you.
All right. Well, you know, we thank you very much. And when you got more time, please get back with me. Let me know. We can get you back on here and we can talk more because if nothing else, just to talk relationships, you know, we like to do
I
that
sure
on this
will.
Show. So you know, you're welcome
it.
To come back.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, and just, you know, just let me know because, you know, you got a spot on the show anytime.
Well, I appreciate you, and I thank y'all for having me on the show. I hate to have to run, but working in this corporate world is a different story here tonight, but I
right,
do thank
well,
y'all
but
for having me.
Don't dog your men too bad out there, though, okay?
Oh, no, we don't dog men now. That's not good. We don't want to. Now, come on, Red Stepper. You know I don't dog
you know,
men. I love up on my
men. I know
men.
You don't. I know it. Well, love on them, and let them, and be true to them then. There you go.
That's right. That's right. Well, y'all
okay.
Have a good night, and thank you for having me.
All right. So we're going to keep going on, and now we're going to go into Stacy. Stacy, now we're going to let you go ahead and kind of get yourself regrouped. And what I'm going to do before we get into you, I'm going to play a song to give you a little break, and then we're going to come back and you know, have you do a little poetry, and Cotton's here now, so we're going to do that. So we're going to give you a chance to kind of regroup because I know you got some word of wisdom like we all did in this last. So we're going to do this real quick, and then we'll be right back. number. If you want to call in and speak, the number is 917-889-8206. This is Word 60 Radio, Grown Folks Radio. And we're back. Those who didn't know, we've been back for a minute. We're going to be back to stay. So welcome back to Word 60 as we keep going. We're moving on. And I'm glad that everybody's here. That was, you know, we had Samantha Joyner for the first hour, and now we're going to go into our second hour with Miss Stacy Barlow, who kind of was speaking a little bit in the first hour, but we're going to spend a little bit more time with her and probably a subject matter that Cotton may have if she has time. But what we're going to do right now is ask Stacy to kind of give us a little background on how she got into poetry and writing, and then we're going to get some of her work done online here. So go ahead, Stacy.
How I got started writing was, I've just always loved to write, and I guess you'd call it a contest in English class, fifth grade, high school.
Fifth grade English?
Not fifth grade. It was high school English.
Oh, okay,
like
okay.
Eighth grade or something. And
okay.
That first poem that I wrote was called Great Dane, and I got 100 on it and put on the wall, so I was glad about that. I said, well, I got something. Let me keep it going. So
right.
I started getting into self-conscious poetry, because all I did was sat and watch television, and somebody came to me and said, write something about Martin Luther King. And I did, and it went far. And the next thing was... okay. And the next thing was, my sister worked for the American Cancer Society, and she asked me to do a piece for Celebration of Life, and that went regional in the areas that she had to go to. So, and even before then, I would say that she is my biggest fan, and she said, you need to do something with this. And I've been doing it ever since.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have a piece for us that you would like to share this evening?
I wrote this for a friend a few nights ago, and hopefully I can get through it with ease. And I call this The Emperor's Ways.
Okay, are you outside?
No.
Okay, because I hear some background. I don't know if it's coming from you, but I hear someone's background, like as they're outside walking or something. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Emperor's Ways. Let it be known that once I laid my eyes on you, you are to be mine as the very essence of the spirit that you possess. I took your breath away. You stood still. Your heart beat out of control as you did your best to maintain the fire that burned on the inside, and yet I was not enough ice to cool the feverish temp that boiled to your deepest core. I, too, felt the steam that water could not contain, for I am only a mere image of your imagination, captured by the fleet of a welding soul that I would not let go until said so. I, too, am one desiring to be kept, wrapped in the magnificent glow of your after. With a sigh of relief that sound like wind chimes in the breeze, caution trees without leaves fall golden to earth's surface, I am one with the Emperor. Give me a moment to meditate on your inner sanctuary where I am the most comfortable being, as in human, not humane, but gently insane, causing a ripple through my body like a river flow. Let it be known that once I laid my eyes on you, I'm only doing what needs to be done, tasting with my mind. And that's
okay.
It.
Hey, Cotton. My poetry expert is softly spoken. She is the one who lets us know if it's on point or not. So, Miss Cotton, speak, sweetheart, and let me know if it's on point.
Yeah, she, you know, she definitely wrote a piece that's very passionate. And that, I think that's what's most important is writing something that has some passion behind it. As always, I'm the big on speaking it like you're not reading it.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I'm not a poetry expert.
always saying.
She did say she just wrote this shit last night, but anyway, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it. I forgot to tell you, Stacey, when you come on Word Sexy Radio, we don't dog people, but if it's not right, we're going to let you know. It was good.
Oh,
don't get me wrong. The passion is in what you wrote, but it's how you presented it. And I think that's where Cotton is going with this. How you give it should be the way we should be getting it the way you wrote it. It should be the passion that you felt when you was writing it is what we should be feeling right now. So... that's it. And I know is this like your first interview? Is this kind of like your first interview?
No,
we don't want to scare you. That's why I'm. I thought Stacey been on here before, but I don't think so. Anyway,
well, yes.
You have? Then you know the shit we gonna bring to you. Okay, who's outside? I hear cars and shit, and motorcycles, and anyway, go ahead, Cotton.
No, I was saying that Stacey is very familiar with who Cotton is, so she knows.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I recently did her recent book cover for her book that she's
And she told out. Us that. And she told us that, yes. And I'm going to let Romeo speak. I know he get tired of me pulling him in and shit, but I'm going to let him comment if he has one. If not, then that's fine.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Like, why the? Yeah, I can hear you. Like, why the fuck do we keep bringing me in and shit? Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm the prince of poetic pleasure, so I understand.
All right, there you go, brother.
Well, I want to say that the piece was a lovely piece. It was passionate, so it was short and to the point. I think he was waiting for more, and it was kind of like, dang, I thought she was going to go in a little bit more. But, you know, all pieces can't be 5-20 minutes long. So, you know, say what you say and get it out there. But, yeah, it was a lovely piece. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. I'm thankful it wasn't, like, 20 minutes long.
But, you know, I liked it. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a poetry guy, but I liked it. But if it would have been a little bit more passionate, I think I would have almost snapped my fingers and shit.
You can snap your finger. Look at Red snapping. You got Red almost snapping his finger, Stacey.
But it's good. Now, don't take it negative because I'm not speaking negative to you at all.
Where is DV at? Because DV is the one that doesn't really care for poetry. He only likes my poetry.
DV's here. He's in the background.
What does DV have to say?
Go ahead, DV.
Oh, y'all heard what I put in the chat room, and y'all basically said the exact same thing I was going to say.
In the chat room, I ain't there.
You can't hear what's in the chat room.
he gonna say, I know y'all heard what I put in the chat room, DV. I ain't there.
Hello?
What you say?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, no, what I'm saying is, y'all basically took the words out of my mouth. It's the poem could be like you could be saying nursery rhymes, but if you fill in those nursery rhymes, it adds another dimension to it. You know, it adds another level. And sometimes that's what you know. That's the emotion that you have to bring. Like I said, you could be singing, you know, this old man, but if you sing it, you know, there's people that turn that into a song. It's because of the soul that they put into it.
Right.
You know, and you have to pour a piece of your soul into everything you write. And not even what you write, how you project it to the world.
Do any of y'all remember the Electric Company? I know I'm older than some of y'all here.
Hell yeah. I remember somebody yesterday.
Okay. Do you remember when Morgan Freeman was on there? Because that's where he started at. Now, he had a part on there. All he had to do was count one, two. But he did that shit so damn tight with the voice he got and everything. It was passionate. All he was doing was one, two. I mean, but that's what they're saying. It's like taking a nursery rhyme and just doing it with passion. It can be anything. You can be saying, suck his ass. But if you do it in such a manner, it'll be so off the chain. You understand what we're saying? Because I know you're a great poet, and I know you got it in you. Please do not be scared to be on Word Sexy Radio, because we are real. And I think that was absolutely magnificent, your point. It's just that I knew that you said you wrote it the other day. I could tell you did. That's all.
Yeah. Well, actually, the other two as well.
So give me one that you did last year that you got in your mind that makes you hot and horny, or it don't even have to be sexual, just something that gets you to the point that you're going to be passionate.
Really?
Really, you can do that.
You know,
on Word Sexy
Radio. Honestly, I've never been one to actually memorize my work.
Do you perform, or do you actually
go
in front of people?
You don't have to memorize it. Let me. I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of background about how Chicago, some of Chicago poets are, and even though they're not black, when they read, people feel the same as if they weren't reading. So it's not about reading. It's about not letting your audience know that you're reading.
Right. Yeah, because we wouldn't have never known. If it was passionate. It's just like if I was reading from my book, he sucked her pussy with such passion that when she sat there, her legs could not stop shaking because every time he touched her, it just got better and better.
Wow.
And that was just bullshit, but, you know, I mean, it's got to be, you know, passionate. So give us one, because I know you got one.
Oh, wow. Do I have one?
You can
yeah,
do it,
come
sir.
On, bring it. Bring it, baby, bring it. We here to support you.
Oh, okay.
I hear somebody's echo. They must be listening on their computer as well. I'm going to have to turn that volume down. Okay. All right. So bring your sexiness. Or if you want, I can tell you what. I tell you what you do. While you're contemplating on what you're going to do, I'm going to have Cotton come with one real quick. Come on, Cotton.
I'm biting. I watched the rainfall. And in the shadowy movements of his wet silhouette, his eyes and smile is what I could see. Clearly, God whispered to me that this man needed my healing. See, behind him was his past, but I could see the love, the joy, the pain, the broken hearts, and even some unhappiness. And all I wanted to do was to embrace him. See, the rain only covered his tears, and the smile was temporary, so it was soon this. And my womanly senses said that he needed me, and that I have the ability to heal his emotional wounds. No, not like a mother heals her child, but like a woman who stands strong by his side because that's what he desired. DV, you didn't need to be told what to do. God took care of that. He guided me to you. It's not my job to make up for what other women have done in your past. I'm not to blame. There's a reason those relationships didn't last. They made room for me. It's my position to make sure whatever future we have won't hold a cloudy forecast, but only a chance of rain. And the sun will shine on your heart again, and you will regain some happiness. Your pride will be set aside, the pain will subside, or maybe it will just die so you can feel my love for you. I open my arms to embrace, to hope you to know that in me there's loyalty, love, and trust. I'm your golden part of the rainbow, so when you need me, reach for me. But forgive them first. For you to hurt is much worse. If heaven can wait for me, then I can wait for us. I am your queen. See, you are my king, literally. The rain will, the tears will dry. The pain will subside. The sun will overshadow your pain. Because in me is where you found love again. Softly spoken.
See how she signed it at the end? love that shit. Anyway, there you go. You see how passionate that was? She could have been reading that, and we would not have never known.
Well, the last time I was on here, I did read. the truth poem I read, it was off paper. But I didn't want it to sound like I was off paper.
But we didn't know that because you did it in such a manner. You gave it to us the way you put it on the paper, with the passion that you had was there.
Right. Because you always want the audience to feel whatever it was feeling when you wrote it. Even if you stumble a little bit, they still won't know that you're reading. Because you know, as an artist, as a poet, you still want them to feel what you're feeling. Right now, you know, a lot of people go through that. I'm a little bit shy. I don't really want you to feel my emotions. But you got to bring that emotion out so that it comes across exactly the way you need it to. Because about 10 people in that audience is gonna interpret that differently. And some of them are going to interpret it just the way you intended it. But everybody's feeling a certain kind of way, so they're gonna take it a certain kind of way. And I like using people's names, like I use DV's name in my poem. So
she used DV. She's fucking with him today. But anyway.
I put that in the chat room. I was like, that's my name.
Yeah, I saw that shit. But anyway, yeah, she's fucking with him today. But anyway, okay, so, Stacey, you understand where we're coming from with this. Not trying to critique you or anything, just giving you strength. Okay? And I don't know if you ever decide if you're going to ever go before people and do your poems or anything. I don't know if that's in your future. But, you know,
I've done that already. And
okay,
I've done the papers,
but you might want to put it on audio. You might want to do an audio of your poetry.
Done
you want to have the feeling in there. You see what I'm saying? You want to have the feelings there. And I know you have them because when you wrote that, you had to have something because the words, choices, and everything that you used in your poem let me know that there was something there. Okay?
Hmm.
So we definitely know that there was something. So, are you ready to give us another poem? She's like, huh? Come on, you can't give up.
Now, Stacey, I know you've been on my page a couple of times talking about cotton. You need to show me how you do that. Now.
You are Word Sexy Radio, and we want you to bring us another piece. I don't care if you wrote it yesterday or you wrote the shit while you was listening to us while we were talking or whenever. I want you to bring it to us passionately and let us get into your world. Bring us into your world.
Bring us into your world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to come in your world. And then I want you to sign it at the end. Well, I don't know. I can't tell you that. Anyway, just bring us into your world. Huh?
Is that how it works? Signing at the end.
I can't hear you. You're very low.
Oh, my goodness.
The two pieces that I had,
The two pieces that you have, you said no?
No.
What's wrong? You don't have your poetry ensemble of books there in front of you? Okay. You have some in your mind that you... Okay. You know something? I'm going to fuck Robert up when I see his ass. Anyway.
You just not
sorry,
in the chat room, man.
Yeah, the chat room is tripping. Okay, let me go ahead. While we're waiting on our lady to come with a poem, I got Robert in here talking about cotton getting my drawers moist and all this shit. You know something? Fuck you, okay? No, I'm just playing. Anyway, I'm sorry. I know this is Word Sexy and we talk, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, but if you're getting offended, then you know this, you don't listen to this show. This is what we do. This is Word Sexy Radio, so.
I'm gonna assume that Robert liked that piece, or... Or he's just.
Well, Robert was on the show last week. You remember he was on the show last week. He was on before, the week before. He's got the new book that's coming out called God I'm Bearer. It's probably out now.
Right.
He's the man. And I'm glad that he's supporting us and everything, and he's able to come on and talk shit like he's doing, which is fine. But, you know, it's all good. Where does Red live? I live in Kansas City. Bring your ass here.
Right.
He asking where I live. Anyway, no. Seriously, though. Seriously. Back to Stacy. Stacy, really. We're not scaring you, are we?
No, I'm just looking.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Okay, well, we got 42 minutes. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Cotton. Cotton, you got something else real quick?
You?
Because I want her to be ready when she comes with hers.
Okay.
Give me one more, Cotton.
I'm going to give you one you all have heard before. So.
It doesn't matter. I want the passion.
I can remember stories, those things my mother said. She told me fairy tales before I went to bed. She spoke of talking in vain and touched me in real time. She turned my red light off. She took my face in my head. My decision of a perfect paradise. She told me a little thing. She told me she's so nice. She ride up on his horse and take me away one night. I'll be so happy with him. He's riding out of sight.
I wonder if he would ever cry for me. That's the ultimate compliment. Don't need him to be a crier. Just cries without losing me. Never have me in his life. Cause to such great emotions that there seems left for him to do to share between a sadness and loss. Wonder if he remembers how I embraced and put my lips up on his face. I knew he wishes I could do this over and over again. See, I don't need him to cry because he got caught. Cried before the loss, before I thought of doing anything that would cause him to lose something so sweet. Just the mere thought of him losing me should make him take two steps back and think of our love and how it was meant to be. You, me, and she made three, and I don't get down like that. I need him to share the tea of joy, not just because of our sexual joy, but because he enjoys the woman in me. She flowers a seed in there. I love when he invites me for a bite to eat. That's just, he's the best of anyone. I need him to share the tea if he's down on one knee waiting for me to answer because he just popped the question. Listen, ladies in the chat, this is a beautiful blessing. Only a real man can stand and share this fear of joy, not treating you like you're a boy, but your heart is clean, a treasure unseen. This is the thing. He's strong when you need him to be. I wonder if he would ever cry for me. That's the ultimate compliment. Softly spoken.
Okay. Somebody was breathing hard and all that. But anyway... what's your comments, Stacy?
Wow. That was,
what do you think?
That was amazing. I'm struck.
You struck? You can't be
struck.
Okay. You've learned a lot this evening. You got schooled by old school cheater Samantha, and now you're listening to deliveries of poetry by Miss Cotton and Romeo. I don't want to say his name wrong. Romeo. I don't want to say your name wrong. Is Donati, right?
Yes, Donati.
Okay, I want to make sure I say it correctly. Okay, and. You got DV snickering and shit in the background. He done woke up. And Robert is just keeping all kinds of chaos going on in the damn chat room. But anyway.
I'm on mute. I put that on mute. Just
you're not on mute.
Hear me laughing my ass off.
But anyway, I think that was great. And I want to give you an opportunity because we have a little bit of time. And I want to give you that opportunity to give us one more poem. And if you like. If not, you don't have to. It's nobody trying to put you on the spot or anything like that. It's not even about that. But we have had some people come on here, not you. This is not you, okay? We've had people come on here talking all this shit, and then they couldn't do shit, okay? We let them know, and that was it. But you, we understand, you know, you have potential, and we want you to do well. And
I always want people to do well when they come on here, but I just think
always everybody, yes, we do. But then you have some that come on here cocky and talk a shit, and then they can't even back up what they're saying. But anyway, that's not you. I don't want you to think that's you, because that's not what we're talking about. Because I enjoy you being here on the show, and I don't want you to feel like we're critiquing you, because we're not doing that. We just want you to be able to present your craft, because it's your craft. I want you to be able to present your craft in the way that you want us to receive it. And that has to be with the passion that you are giving us. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and let you decide if you want to do a poem. Would you like to do one?
I guess this would be a poem. I consider it to be a poem, but I'm going to try it anyway.
You can't guess. Tell us what you're giving us, and we will take it.
A story.
Okay, well, give it to us.
All right. It's called Punani Ritual.
There you go. There you go, Punani Ritual. Now, you know you got to bring that shit now. Okay, go ahead.
I'll see. On warm nights, when I think of you, to the point of a whisper, taking all inside of me, feeling the moistness of one spirit, you can come to me in a dream. As the phone rings, I pick up the handle to whisper a sweet hello, trying to catch my breath as if to say, you're needed. Help me to wonder where the soul lies as my eyes cry tears of joy, hearing your voice among many overstepping our boundaries as we fall deep into the Punani smell. Did I say spell? Spell of cosmic mystery, delight, 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 with a movement faster than a bullet from a gun. I have a taste of sweet Punani ritual every night before going to sleep. Sleep deep as I drift off to my body, loving every inch of what my mama bears me with a vessel. She made me, created me, gave me my Punani ritual hours into the night. Silent breaths are taken to ensure safe journey to land never forgotten. Don't stop the flow. Keep it going as only you know. Bring it down to an end as we finish. Because when we give into the power of the ritual, that's when we can stop and feel the magic.
Is there any snapping in the chat room?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Softly spoken.
And actually, that piece ended up in the Head Doctor Presents the Punani Hip Hop Songs, the Onliners.
Okay.
You've heard of Punani Poets, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
I got
in
the
book. Of course.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've had the Punani Poets on the show before. Well, we've had one of them on the show. And she threw down like a motherfucker when she was on here. But anyway, that was about 4 years ago, 3 years ago. And they're back out. I see them on Facebook now. They're back doing touring and stuff again. So,
Yeah.
So, Softly Spoken.
That was very, very, very well done. Opposed to the first one, you appear to have more passion. You appear to have more passion when you read this time, and I like that.
Cool.
Yes. So, you know.
See how people act when you mention the word Punani and the
I'm seeing it spelled all kinds of ways in the chat room. But anyway, so how do you feel? How do you feel about right now? What is your feelings right now? I'm speaking to you, Stacy.
Mine?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I feel rejuvenated.
I
want to
know you feel rejuvenated. Okay. The reason why I asked you about your feelings is because it seems you've learned a lot of things today, and I just wanted to know how you felt about the things you've picked up tonight.
Most of the things I pretty much already knew as far
right.
as asking, but I really wanted to assure myself as far as being the woman that I am, and I know that I can be. I'm still, every day that we wake up, I'm still learning. As I'll admit, as old as I am, I'm still learning. We're learning every day. So.
Oh, hell, everybody's learning. Oh, I know I am.
I want to get back on stage. So at this point, me and Mike just don't get along right now. I would love to. It's a weight lifted off my shoulders.
I like how she talks and thinks and shit. That shit be fucking me up. Because she'll say something, and then she'll say, yeah. I mean, it's cute.
She self-confirms. You know,
right,
says,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Like, did I turn the iron off? Yeah, I did. I did turn that iron off, you know.
Oh, hopefully we didn't run her away. Is she still here? I think she dropped off. She'll be back. Okay, Cotton.
Yes.
Tell us about your upcoming events, because I know you got something coming to Kansas City.
August 9th, we have Summer Love, Kansas City Style, 2014. And I'm excited to be doing this event in my hometown to show my family and friends what they've been missing out on. Because I'm that woman, Cotton. I've met some really great people. I just did the Black Expo in Indiana, and I got to meet the cast of Good Time. But you know, that's exciting to me because
these people
are history for us who grew up on them. They're still history. They're a part of some of our upbringing, you know?
Yeah, well, Bernadette Status is, her husband is my frat brother, so I've met her several times.
I had a long conversation with him. I wish I had known that. I would have dropped your name. That would have gave me some more
clout. Yeah, because every time we go to our national conventions, they always come, and she be there with him, and we talk to him all the time and stuff like that. Now, and this is the Alphas, for those of you who don't know, the real fraternity. Anyway,
wow.
But, yeah, so he's a member of my frat, and she always does book signings and stuff like that at the national conventions and everything. And I have not met JJ or the little brother. What was his name? I forget.
Ralph Carter, Michael.
Name. Yeah, Michael. There you go. And they were there, and I saw them.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to all three of them, actually. It was a great experience because all I can have is this flashback of them being on TV, and I have the DVD collection, so I can be on TV doing this thing when I was growing up as a kid and realizing that they're at least 10 years plus older than me. You know.
Yeah, and I see somebody here saying, Dynamite! Anyway, yeah.
Right. You know, somebody was trying to hate on Michael on my page. Ralph Carter, I didn't appreciate that. Like, don't disrespect these people. You don't
know
what that means.
Because he look old. Because he look old and stuff. Well, the brother been through some stuff. A lot of people don't know his background. Yeah.
You don't know his story. Like, you don't know what he's been through.
Right, exactly. A lot of people don't know. And, well, he's been through life, you know, just living. You know, he looks a little older. Everybody's looking. They want him to look like he still looked when he was in fucking the show. I mean, damn, how are they going to look like that? JJ don't look like that either.
Oh, my God.
JJ. Who are you talking about?
Like that.
We're talking about Michael and JJ and all of them from Good Times.
And they all, like, you ran into, what's, the girl who played Thelma maybe about 2 years ago in San Antonio. You forget they pushing 60. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're up there.
So, like, I mean, she still look good.
Yeah, like I was saying, her husband is my frat brother. And like I said, I see her all the time. So, you know, but look at JJ now. I mean, these cats, like you said, they're close to their 60s. I mean,
yeah.
You got to realize, when I was young, I'm 53. Okay, so they're older than me. They was teenagers, yeah. And I was a little kid watching them. So, you know, they older than me.
Right.
But not only that, you know, there's a lot of things you don't know about drugs or alcohol, the things they abuse.
Right, exactly.
They make them a little older than
And Michael,
you know,
he had a little stuff going on there, and yeah, all that. So, yeah.
Right. But you know, these are people that still you show respect, because Michael was so gracious. Like, they all three of them have my book, by the way. They were all so very gracious and very, JJ was more standoffish. He was quiet, but he wasn't rude. You know, he was just...
Yeah,
was
JJ
just
is like that,
with.
Though. And he used to be worse than that. He used to be very arrogant, but he has changed over the last, I'll say the last 10 years. He used to be very arrogant and you know, because he was living that part. You know,
right.
It kind of consumed him a little bit. You know, the arrogance of JJ and all that. But now he's older, he's wiser, and he's getting away from all that. Just like I met that damn... fool on Sanford and Son. What's his name? Lamont. He's just like that in real life. His ass is just like that in real life, and I wouldn't want to fuck with him with anything. I wouldn't want to do nothing with him because he's supposed to be a preacher now, but he's just what he is. He's been built up like that to people to think that he's, you know, he's got that arrogant look and act. So that's what he does. So people do what they do. You know, I mean, not judging them, just saying, you know, those
right.
people. Or who they are and whatever. And it was good that you got a chance to meet them and see them, you know, who they are and stuff. And, you know.
Yeah, it was a three-day event, but I only did it for 2 days.
I saw pictures online. Was that you that had the pictures?
Yeah,
I saw
that was
pictures.
Me. They definitely remember my name. Oh, my God, Kaiden, that's your name? It's beautiful. That's my name. I think I probably talked to Thelma and Ralph the longest because, like I said,
JJ was sitting in the back over there. Yeah, I know.
He was on his phone. He was texting or doing something on his phone that he was just so, like, disengaged
consumed.
A little bit.
She was consumed. He was consumed in his phone. Right.
And, yeah,
technology
until
has taken his ass.
Right, until the crowd showed up, until there was more of a crowd, because I was able to talk to them before the crowd showed up. So
right.
each day, which was good, because I didn't, you know, people were paying $100 just to take a picture with them.
Damn. I wouldn't
Seriously.
Have done no shit like that. Now,
I
got pictures of Thelma right now. We hugging and all that. I ain't got to pay her ass to do that. But anyway.
I'm not doing that. Somebody should be paying $100 to take a picture with me. No, I'm good.
Pay $100 to take a picture with. Okay.
It was a bunch of people in the picture. It was a regular. It was, you know, the price was like $60 to take a picture with all three of them. But when they added more people, I think it was like six people in the picture or something like that. They had to pay the $100.
They had to break
bucks.
It down. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, but the money is going to the Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because you know her mom died of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what we're gonna do. We got about 25 minutes left. I'm going to. Ask, is there any questions in the chat room for our guest, because she's back, and Stacy, if you got any questions, we're going to give you a chance also on to let people know how they can get your books and stuff as well. And I thank you for asking me to come on tonight, because you weren't really scheduled to be here today.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you, because there was supposed to be another author who always said she wanted to come on the show. She came on once before, and I'm not going to say her name, but she said she wanted to come on, and then she always overbooks and shit. And then, since my show ain't as popular as some others, I guess, she chose the other show or whatever she's doing. But it's no big deal. When they come back and ask, can I come now? Fuck you. I'm going to say, hell no, you can't come on the damn show. Because I'm not doing that shit no more like we used to do. Remember how we used to always let them come back? I'm not doing that no more. If you say you're coming on the show and your ass don't show up, guess what? You just fucked up.
Hey,
I'm not going through that.
That's a half an hour when we get to talking. You got a free. You get a free half hour.
They trying to get you to say her name. I'm not saying her name.
I have a
say that again.
I said the way I see it, you get a free half hour of attention, just not the kind you want.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Right. And like I said, I don't mind that. Everybody knows I'm pretty nice. I'll let you come on the show. You know, if you got something to present, we're going to let you come on. That's not a problem. I got slots now and segments for people, if they want to inbox me and let me know they want to come on. That's fine. But the thing is don't say you want to come on and beg me and be hanging on my nuts, and then when time to get on the show, you ain't doing it. You know, at least let me know you're not coming. And then we can work and get somebody else. That's why I always like to schedule at least two authors or poets or whatever a night, because if one don't show up, we can do it. And then if nothing else, we got enough people on our show, we can do a show with just us if we have to. But we're trying to give everybody a chance. If they say they want to get on and show their shine, we want to let them be able to do that.
But see, how often have we talked about professional courtesy? You know,
that's what I'm saying. We talk about all the time.
If this is an interview, and you know this is your job, and this is what you want to do, and you're trying to appeal to other people, then you got to be professional. No call,
exactly.
No show. That's not professional.
Exactly.
And in most cases,
exactly.
You know, I don't know an instance where you can not show up and not call and still get the job. I haven't been to that job yet.
I haven't either. You know, I don't know.
Okay,
so I'm just saying.
So because of that,
maybe a lot of people think.
I'm not going to take up a bunch of time because I know that we're pressed for it. But I just wanted to. Yesterday, GPA went on a blog talk show. I don't know if y'all saw this, but yesterday GPA went on a blog talk radio show. The one of the hosts asked a question, and the question was, "Do you believe in climbing or stepping on other people to get to the top?" And GPA says, "No, like that's the stupidest statement you could ever make. Like, why do you have to step on people to get to the top? Everybody can get to the top. Why don't you just move to the top instead of trying to step on other people? Because, you know, that's that saying." The woman immediately says, "I disagree." GPA says, "We can agree to disagree." Before he could finish his statement and what he was getting ready to say, she jumped in and got so funky with him, want to say, and it turned into a not so good. Now this is the host. This is
what's the name
host
of the show?
One of the I don't remember the lit ish or something like that.
Lit.
And then she went so far as to call him ignorant.
Oh.
Wait a minute. She called him ignorant.
She called him ignorant.
What's the name
I
of the
said,
show? So we can.
Oh. No.
What the name? You can't remember the name of the show or the host.
No, I said the show. Lit-ish. That's the name of the show.
Oh.
You said lit.
Hell, I know that show.
I thought you said lit.
Lit-ish.
What the hell is lint-ish? I was like, that shit just don't make any sense to me.
I guess the ish is supposed to be shit.
But in listening to
shit.
Her, in li- as I was listening to her, I said, this is one of the, she would be one of the, she's at least five of the reasons why black men would stop dating black women. Hell, if I was a black man, I wouldn't date. You know what? I don't think I want to deal with that problem because she went so, it went so limited. Then one of the other hosts told GP that he should apologize to her. Her dad. I said, what is this? This is insane. I said, this is bad behavior, and your friends are condoning your bad behavior and your unprofessionalism. Like, this is
you got to have some big balls to demand that you apologize. Like, you telling, he going to call in as the guest. You going to tell him he sucks as a guest, and he got to apologize? Like, seriously?
Right. Okay.
Wow.
Exactly.
Got it.
I was like, wow, this is a show. And you know, the crazy thing is that he didn't say some of the things any other person would have said to this woman, because another person would have went bad, and they wanted him to do another piece. He said, you know what, I'm just going to get out the way. I appreciate y'all having me on the show. Thank you. I just wanted to promote what I have going on. He got off.
How are they going to ask him to do another piece
exactly
after they called him out?
Yeah,
bullshit is... Okay, all right. Okay. What the fuck? Okay, so... And they want a dog word sexy radio for being real.
Right. And I was like, this is how you treat the people that come on your show? Like, and then you, no, because I listened to the show, and I was so irritated. I said, this was, because it wasn't going on anymore, of course. I'm listening to it after the fact. And GPA handled it very well. Under the circumstances, because I said if that had been a different type of a man, or if it had been another woman, she would have lit into him.
Okay, they're part of the AA. Okay, I know they're part of the AAM. Oh, this is this is your girl, DV.
Okay,
they're
like
part of they're part of Miss Newhouse's thing.
That explains.
So it's called Lit-ish, like seriously.
Right, Lit-ish. Yeah. That's exactly what it's called.
L-I-T-I-S-H.
Yeah, the ISH is supposed to be like shit, lit shit.
Right.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Who is the host, though?
I don't know who the host is,
but
it's part of African Americans on the Move Book Club, which is your girl. I don't know if she's running that show. But that's part of her establishment.
I told GC, I said, you don't do no more shows involving women unless I can do do some history on them first to see what they about, because we're going to have to start putting a stop to some of the BS that's being put out. I said, and I told him, I said, if you had done something wrong, I would have told you. You already know that. I would have said you shouldn't have. I would have had major attitude. But I said, this woman really went in. And she just was blatantly disrespectful. And I said, this is what's wrong with a lot of black women. And I said that to say this is what's wrong with a lot of black women today. And then some of us are condoning their bad behavior by, A, spending money on them, B, telling them that they look good all the time, and just continuing that horrible behavior. I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
I ain't got no friends.
Well, we're gonna take this time right now because we got like 16 minutes. I want to let Stacy go ahead and tell people how to get her books, or if they want to bring her in for to do some poetry, a book signing, or something like that. You know, we want to give her a chance to speak on that right now.
Okay, you can find me both of my books at Amazon.com. And Barnes and Noble, and what's this other place? Books a Million. And you can also get in contact with me on Facebook.
Smash Words and all that shit. Yeah.
I wish, but I ain't quite there yet. But I'm good.
Yeah, it's hard putting shit on Smash Words, but anyway, go ahead.
And my personal page is Facebook / Epiphany Moon. And you can email me at platinumlimit@gmail.com.
Let me ask you this. Are you going to come back on the show?
Oh, yeah, if you have me.
Sure. I mean, we don't want to scare you away, but you got to bring your A-game and shit.
Never scared. Maybe I'll come back like a beast next time.
You should. I expect that.
Okay.
And while we're got this little piece of time, and she's in the chat room, she didn't call in, but Miss Moore, Shamore Books, we need you to call in sometime. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, tell her I missed her.
Yeah, we miss having you. We want you to.
Yeah.
I know she has a radio show on Wednesday. Does she still have it?
Yeah, I like. Yeah, I call in. I don't call in. I'm usually in a chat room talking shit most of the time. Tell them they show ain't shit compared to ours. Like, you ain't.
Yeah, well, we want her to ask for. I got a new guy, Shamore. What's up? I ain't done an interview with you. Anyway, a lot of people don't like to bring me on because they think that I have a show, so I don't need to go and interview nowhere else. But that's bullshit. We always want to interview. Okay, here, we got another call. Let me see. 512 area code, state your name, where you're calling from. We got about 13 minutes.
Hey, this is Rooks. How you doing?
What's up? Now you want to call in.
What's going on? Alicia Jackson had a question earlier, and a couple of people are trying to help her out, but she seems to be a little slow. So she just really needs to know how to get, because every week she she hits me up on Facebook asking how to get to the show. So I don't know what we need to do for her, but she needs some help.
Okay, what we can do is either I can start sending her a link to her site, or what we can do is make her a member of Word Sexy Radio's group. I always post the information for the show there as well. Or if you're my friend on Facebook, you should be able to get it as well, because I post it on my page as well. But if you have an issue with that, we can fix that for you so that you'll be able to get that. And we definitely want you to continue to be in the chat room talking shit like you've been doing. And, you know, we want you to, you know, we love it when we have people that enjoy Word Sexy. And we've only been back, how long have we been back this time? We've only been back, what, about 2 or 3 months? Has it been that long yet? A month, 2 months?
So yeah, about 2 months.
And we're back like we never left. And I appreciate the support and everything that's going on, everybody that support Word Sexy. Keep putting it out. Let everybody know we're here, because we want to build up the audience base, and we want people to be able to bring their craft to the light. But we just ask that you, if you got some craft, that you take time out in your craft. And I'm not talking to you, Stacey, don't take this personal, because it's not about you. We're talking about other people that's been on the show that bring shit, and they shit's bullshit. And we'll let them know it's bullshit if it is. But we want you, if it's great, we're going to tell you it's good. We don't critique and dog people. We just want you to be able to love your craft and do it as if, you know, to present it in the way that you want it to be heard. I hope that makes sense. I mean, that's all we're saying. And, you know, Robert, I thank you for calling in, and we'll make sure that Ms. Jackson gets the information. If nothing else, you get it. You can pass it to her. I guess you're tired of doing that.
Sometimes I just won't be available to hold her hand to get to the show, and I want her to be able to get here, because she's a great contributor. The girl's, other than the fact that she can't get here on her own, she's a great contributor.
And you heard him say that. I did not. Okay. All right.
I'm out. Thank you. I'm out.
Okay. Hey, appreciate it, brother. All right. So, DVs, I guess you've still got some partying to do the rest of the evening, right? So, I know that you are going to do that.
I will neither confirm nor deny such accusations, sir.
Tell Melody we said happy birthday, and she didn't have time to call in because she's probably fucked up. But anyway, tell her happy birthday, and we thank all of y'all that have called in and listened in the chat room, and everybody that's there. We're not gone yet. We got a few more minutes. We got, like I said, Summer Love is coming here. I got my new book out. It's a redone of an old book that I've done, but I redid it. And Amoris After Dark, you know, it used to be, I could tell you what it was. And that other book, I'm trying to get it off the market because it's, you know, I had some issue with the other person that was involved in that book. And I'm just trying to break clean completely from them, and that's why I re-put the book out, because I wrote the book anyway, and they just had their picture on the cover, and they broke off and got pissed off or whatever. Anyway, Amoris After Dark was such seductive company, so we changed it, fixed it up, changed it around, and it's now that. So just in case somebody gets the book and they read it and say, I read it before, it's a lot of authors do this. They rewrite books, change it a little bit, change the name and put it out. It's not nothing new. Okay. But I do have some new stuff coming out. The Dictionary Within is coming out. We got Sensuous Whispers coming out. I got a murder mystery book coming out called Charlie Necro. It's going to be coming out next year. So we got some stuff coming out. DV, we're waiting on him to get a book written.
Yeah, me too.
His ass hasn't written shit in I don't know how long. But anyway, we're trying to get his book out. He said he's writing, so we're going to hopefully get him out so we can talk about him. And Cotton's got her book, the book about the, tell us about it real quick, Cotton, the name about why black men don't want to date black women.
10 reasons why black men stop dating black women has already
been
released. I Am Poetry, Your Changes will be released in the winter. And Red is going to be doing some live stuff pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
who is?
Red Sapper.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know,
we Yeah, because I want to do some audio shit. I'm tired of, I mean, I like writing books, but I want to do some audio. We can do some acting a little bit and put some audio books out, you know, so people can be hopefully read, listen to the book while they're riding down the road, and then they have to stop and relieve themselves, you know, masturbate a little bit or whatever, or each other, and then get back into the car and continue to go. That's what we want to do. That's the goal. Also, I'm doing a screenplay. I got a couple of screenplays. Scandalous Motives is about to be a movie, just in case y'all didn't know that. My first book, Scandalous Motives, the screenplay is almost complete. We're getting it done, and we're going to start putting this into a movie. So I'm going to be looking for some people that want to act, but you can't be scared. You can't be scared. It's not porn, but you got to be able to act, and you might have to show a little skin. So, you know, if you ain't scared and you think you can do it, we'll be talking about that in the future. So I guess I scared some folks now if I was quiet and shit. But
no, we
talked
in the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see. Okay. But, yeah. But, yeah, we thank you all for coming. You know, the show was great. And I thank you, Stacy, for coming on. And I want you to come back. You know, whenever you're ready to come back, you just let me know, okay? And we'll get you in. It's not a problem. We're going to have you here. And you can come on and you can talk about whatever's going on. And you can even come on if you're not just being interviewed. If you want to come on and just bring a subject, a relationship subject. You know, we take that too, because a lot of times we talk relationships. We kind of talked a little bit earlier in the show because Samantha was here. But a lot of times the second half of the show is usually relationship issues or things that we're going through with people or stuff that we've seen, you know, that kind of thing. So we're going to continue that. And we definitely love y'all, the support and everything that we're getting from everyone. And I can't say no more. So, DV, you got anything you want to put out real quick?
No. Yeah, I'm about to party. So I love y'all to death, but I can't miss out on what I already missed out on.
I know, so go ahead on.
You need to check
Cotton,
the chat
you got anything
you need
else?
To check the chat room.
I'm looking at it. I'm seeing them talking about Red play with little Red Snapper. What the what the hell are y'all doing in the chat room? Why are y'all playing with me like this? So Red is playing with little Red Snapper. What is little Red Snapper?
That'll be the little Red Snapper is the star you'll play.
Oh, wow. Wow.
See how they do me? You see how they do me? You see how they do me? You see how they do me? It's just terrible. But anyway. You see, Cotton, that's what they do to me. You know, it's really terrible.
See,
but you handle the poets like you always do. We thank Romeo. He's gone. But thank Romeo Donati for coming on. I want to say his name correctly. I know he gets tired of me pulling him into the show. I know he just wants to listen. But a lot of times I pull him in, get comments from him. I know he's probably getting tired of that. But anyway, we're doing what we got to do because we want to help everybody else. And Alicia, Miss Jackson, we'll make sure you get squared away. Huh?
Sit Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
Yeah, we're going to try to get her squared away on being able to get the show every week. And spread the word. Let everybody know that We're Sexy is back. If they didn't know about it, tell them there's a show that's been out for a while and they talk real on here and they don't take no shit. And we're here. So,
and we got three fabulous hosts that are going to bring it to you. We ain't gonna sugarcoat it. We're going to bring it to you like real people do.
Exactly. And they ain't here talking about these nuts in the damn chat room. I'm going to let y'all.
What the hell are they talking about?
That chat room is off the chain. Anyway.
Man, if you could read all the shit that was in the chat room,
I'm
going to
tell you. You ain't lying because they was going on. And I want y'all to keep doing the chat room like that. We want to continue to have that going on. We thank you all. We for the support. And we're going to let DV go ahead on. I'm going to go ahead and play some music here to close us out. And we'll see you next week.
All right, people.
Good night.
Good night.